Happy April! This is my April Hedgegram. Time to let you know what I'm doing in my job as a children's book illustrator and writer. I finally finished my Easter book. It took a very long time to finish with all the eggs, bunnies, and pussy willow framing on each page. The last few pages were especially fun because I got to imagine what the Easter Bunny's wagon looked like, pulled by beautiful Cochin hens. Cochins are shaped like feathered globes. Their tails don't stick out and they fall in a poof in the back. Their feet are feathered and they have a roly-poly look. I named them after flowers, but roly-poly would be a good name for a Cochin hen. Despite their roundness, they are very dignified due to their very serious eyes and stately way of walking. Where I grew up in New England, it was very likely we would have snow on the ground on Easter morning. My sisters and I would be excited to see rabbit tracks, but we never thought of looking for wagon tracks. I am always sorry to leave the world I've created when it's time to move on to my next book, but I know I can always go to the feed store and see Tiki, the beautiful black velveteen rabbit who lives there. She always greets everyone by standing up on her haunches. I'll miss painting the rabbits. My trip to Namibia, Africa was like a treasure hunt. I took photos of the rare Welwitschia plant and euphorias, cactus-like plants that look weird to a person from Norwell, Massachusetts, with our pines, birches, and maples. I brought back a lot of fabric that is distinctly Namibian. I may use it on the borders of my new book, and I'll definitely use it to create the dresses of the three little Mapindi. One of the first decisions I'll make when creating my next book, The Three Little Mapindi, will be the size and shape it will be. My books tend to be big because I need room for the borders. I usually tell part of the story in the borders. Every day I turn over in my mind what kind of African animal should play the role of the big bad wolf, because it's an African version of the three little pigs. Someday, I think the eagle would be perfect. There's something scary about their wide reach from the sky. An eagle could carry the Mapindi off with their talons and leave them stranded in their high nest. That would be an exciting border story. On the other hand, the wolf character could be a leopard. We have seen many in Africa, and the sight of the yellow-gold coat covered with the velvet purpley-black rosettes, also called spots, is arresting and would be fun to draw. I may end up creating two book dummies and then work it out with Joe, my husband, who always gives input, and Margaret, my editor, who has helped me so profoundly in the last 20 books. Which reminds me, The Mitten is having its 20th anniversary this fall. It's a book that always makes me smile, and this past winter, I worked with the designers at Putnam to create a new jacket. After I finish the text for The Three Little Mapindi, I'll start on the book dummy. With the exception of the story idea itself, that is the time the book really takes shape. An exciting time it is, too. I hope you are all thinking of stories that are just bursting to be told. The world will be a better place for your efforts. It always amazes me to think that it only takes effort and imagination to create a new book. Happy reading, your friend Jan Brett.